Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the San Francisco 49ers and their NFL draft class for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Niners today, one of the best teams in football in recent years, and they have improved with their 2022 NFL draft. Can't wait to talk more about these young players and how they can produce on the field this upcoming year in the NFL season.
Absolutely. And shout out to all of these amazing college kids who have now upgraded, done the work, put the time in, and are now NFL players. So shout out to them and shout out to all of our live viewers and our podcast listeners for sticking with us week after week as we bring you the most in-depth coverage on the field for football. You're really the reason why we're here every single week, so thank you so much. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the San Francisco 49ers, the NFL draft class of 2022, how did we do? What do we have to look forward to?
Let's do it, man. So the San Francisco 49ers had to wait a little bit before they selected their first pick, but here we are, round two, pick 61. They go with Drake Jackson, the defensive lineman from USC, with the Trojans. Overall, good selection. Jackson, a very good player. 26 starts in his career, 103 tackles, 25 for loss, 12 and a half sacks, 4 passes defended, 2 picks, so he was putting in some work. 2021 Lott Impact Trophy Award, and hey, he's a quarterfinalist for that one, and all Pac-12 second team, also AP Pac-12 second team. He was just putting in all this work, man. Unfortunately, couldn't crack the first team, but hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, right? So still, really good pick here, really good defensive lineman. I feel that the Niners, this is someone who could pair up with Mr. Bosa, right? We all know who that is. I don't even got to say his first name. And put in some really good work on that defensive line. I think really good pick here. Then we keep it moving here. We go all the way to round three, pick 93. We have Tyrion Davis-Price, the LSU running back here. We're going to select him. And here we go, right? He's going to be putting in some good work. One of the perhaps maybe the best running back in the draft, some might say. And this is someone who's going to put in some really good work, right? Was in the SEC, obviously. And 3 years career, right? 1,744 yards, 15 touchdowns. And man, really good here. But like I said, it's more of a passing league. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, who's probably going to be your quarterback, I guess. They would have traded him or something by now. But I like the pick here. Got to have a good running back in the league. I think Mr. Price, solid selection. Then we go round three. Once again, pick 105. We're going to go with Danny Gray from SMU, the wide receiver. And like I said, started all 10 games last year as a Mustang. 49 catches, team leading 803 yards, and 9 scores. He averaged 80 yards per game, 16.4 yards per catch, and 4 to 5 receptions a game. So, I mean, putting in some work here. Also led the team with all-purpose yards last year with 843. So, a grinder, probably one of the best players on the SMU Mustangs. And now he's going to the 49ers like selection. Up next, we have offensive lineman Spencer Burford from UTSA with the Roadrunners. Great name there. Round 4, pick 134. He was first-team All-Conference USA in the 2021 season. Also played left tackle in the Reese's Senior Bowl, looking good there. On the O-line, he was an absolute menace, helped set school records for that team. in terms of passing yards, running yards, etc. And it was not be done without this man on the screen, Spencer Burford. Only allowed 2 sacks and 1 hit on the quarterback last year in 420 pass blocking attempts. So very good selection here for the Niners. I like him. And so far, they're doing a really good job in this draft, if I do say so myself. Then we go to Toledo with Samuel Womack, the cornerback. Round 5, 172 overall. 5'9", 189, corner, ran a 4.340. Got some insane speed to him. In Toledo, he led the MAC in passes defended in 2019, 2020, and 2021. Also led the team in interceptions this past year in 21, so very good player here. Just went to that smaller school, man. That's how a lot of these cats drop down and get selected a little bit later. But that don't mean nothing to me. I don't care what school you go to. If you lead your conference in passes defended for three straight seasons, and also you're leading your team in interceptions this past year, I'm going to select you too. I like the pick here. I like the value pick. Round 5, good selection here by the Niners. Up next, we go with another offensive lineman, Nick Zekel from Fordham University. Round 6, pick 187. He is a team captain and an absolute leader in 21 on the Fordham offensive line. All Patriot League honors past 3 years combined. First team All Patriot League selection and academic All Patriot in 2020 and 21. So he's a smart dude, knows what he's doing. Solid player on the O-line. I did a video on him, if I'm not mistaken, not too long ago. So if you want to learn more about Nick Zekel, go and check that out or listen to it on the podcast. Up next, we're going to go with Kalia Davis from UCF, University of Central Florida. Round 6, pick 220 overall. 6'1", 300 pounds even. Overall, man, 17 tackles, 4.5 sacks, or 4.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack. He started in the first 5 games of 21, and then also he had 3 quarterback pressures in just 5 games. So he's a AAC Defensive Player of the Week and earned preseason 13 all-conference honors overall. So a guy who, like I said, we're getting to the 6th round, the 7th round, guys who were coming off of injuries, guys who were just maybe not quite ready at the moment to take that leap, but overall pretty solid pick here. Then we go round 6, pick 221, so back-to-back picks here. Defensive back, Tariq Castro Fields from Penn State University. 30 starts at corner, played in 52 games overall in his career, 138 total tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 3 picks, and 25 pass breakups. Not the most insane stats in the world, but I mean, like I said, someone who, if you need as a depth piece, he can slide in right there and make things look good for you. Then we go with the final selection. They go with a quarterback, round 7, pick 262. We have Brock Purdy. So Iowa State University quarterback out there with the Cyclones and a guy who in senior year, right, AP first team, all Big 12 honors, started all 13 games. He broke his own school record and ranked 5th nationally in completion percentage, Jeremiah, which is one of my favorite stats, at 71.7%. So, right, so they don't need a quarterback per se. This is just someone who is just a depth piece at the moment, someone who maybe in a couple of years can get something going. But for right now, Jeremiah, unfortunately for Brock Purdy, he gets the lone distinction for what everyone in the NFL draft calls Mr. Irrelevant. And I say that because he was the final selection for all in the NFL draft at pick 262. So Brock, go out there, shed that name. You don't need it. I don't think that of you. We think you're a really good quarterback here on the show. But like I said, you got Trey Lance, who they drafted just last year before. They got Jimmy Garoppolo still there. So, you know, go to training camp, go to practices, mini camps, and just keep grinding. And hey, who knows? Something might fall into your lap one day. But overall, I've had to grade the 2022 draft class for the San Francisco 49ers. I will go right in the middle. I'll go with a B average. I'll go B minus average. I wasn't too insanely shocked by this. I wasn't thinking, oh man, this is a top tier pick. But I feel they got a lot of guys who some might need a little bit more development. Some who obviously went to that smaller school who might not have the biggest hype around them. Who, you know, let's face it, some of them might not be ready for the NFL. That's just for all schools. But like I said, I liked overall, I liked the Drake Jackson pick. That's probably my favorite pick in the draft. for this team. Also, Spencer Burford, not too bad. And I mean, as for the rest of these guys, like I said, they went pretty small. They didn't go to too many major schools. I mean, obviously you see LSU, USC, Penn State, and some of those, but then you also see, you know, the UTSAs, the SMUs of the world. So overall, like I said, I'll go B minus. Not the greatest draft picks in the world, but not the worst. So like I said, I think the Niners are built for now, and I think the earlier picks, the, you know, round two, round three, those are guys you're going to contribute right now. And as for everyone else, buy your time. Just wait a year or so. I think that's when they'll get their time to shine. But this is a team who, man, they got a small window, that small opportunity to potentially get a Super Bowl. We'll see what they can do. Overall, not a bad draft class in 22.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. Definitely not a bad draft class at all. And I think, yeah, that is a distinct honor, I would say, of being the final draft pick in the NFL draft for 2022. You are in there. No matter what happens from here, next year, 5 years from now, you were drafted into the NFL. I am so excited for you and your entire family, as well as all the other great draftsmen for the San Francisco 49ers. And if you are loving the show and loving what we do, then please stay with us and watch us on our podcast as well. We have our video podcast and our audio podcast. Come listen anytime that you like over on Spotify, Apple, over on Google, Amazon, Overcast, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts, and we will be there for you. And drop us a review. If you listen on Spotify, you can give us a 5-star rating, you can give us a follow, and if you're over on Apple Podcasts, you can actually write a specific review. You just click write review. It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be in-depth. It can just be like, hey, I'm loving the show, fellas, and then just send it. We love to hear from you, and we love all the feedback that helps us to really grow and to know exactly that our audience is out there and what they would love to hear from us. So thank you, Mr. Logan Landers, for that breakdown of the San Francisco 49ers NFL draft class for 2022. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.